Every week, we always like to get a guest join us from the official opposition in the of the NDP in the province of Alberta, and we are pleased to be joined on the line right now by David Egan. He is the NDP's critic for advanced education. Yes, first of all, David, thanks for taking the time to join us here today.
Pleasure. Pleasure is all mine.
All right. Well, the main topic we want to discuss today is we saw the announcement the other day of a number of post-secondary schools in the province, like the University of Alberta, the U of C, U of L, Nate, St. McEwen, Mount Royal, all coming out and saying, okay, we will require proof of immunization if you're going to be on campus here. I guess, first of all, David, what are your kind of, thoughts on that announcement coming down?
Well, I applaud the 9 colleges and universities for making this choice to keep students and staff safe during this pandemic. It's unfortunate that they have to do this in isolation when really it's the province's responsibility that the UCP should have these vaccine passports available for everyone to use to keep people safe.
And it certainly, as you kind of mentioned there, the schools kind of had to go out and sort of make these decisions on their own. Do you think there should have been a kind of more of a kind of a direction and kind of a little more leadership from the province on this front?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we see Jason Kenney and the UCP absolutely silent during what is becoming an even worse COVID outbreak here across the province. And so, university campuses and college campuses, they don't exist in isolation. They are part of a community. And so the best way by which we can protect not just people in college or university, but the whole population of any town and city is to use vaccine passports. They're simple, they're efficient, and they've been proven to be effective in other places around the world.
And while we've seen these schools come out and say that, made that decision, there are some other colleges and universities out there. Like I know just in our region up here, I believe Grand Prairie Regional College and Northern Lakes College haven't given any indication if they will follow along with that yet. Do you think, a lot of these other colleges and universities out there across the province should probably go along with this decision as well?
Well, I think it's a question of the whole province, really, quite frankly. And these 9 colleges and universities have taken a leadership role, but they're also nudging the Jason Kenney and the UCP to step up and do the right thing. I mean, here we are in the midst of a worsening epidemic. It's happening here by the day, and we hear nothing but radio silence from Jason Kenney and the UCP. So yeah, I mean, all Albertans could take advantage of this. We want to have businesses open. We want to get back to, our economy functioning properly again. Vaccine passports are the way to go. And I'm glad universities and colleges are leading that charge, but it really is a provincial responsibility.
And I know certainly from a personal experience that, college, university, those kinds of things can certainly be a little stressful on the students out there, and, definitely the events of the pandemic probably adding to that as well. What other things do you think that a lot of these schools should do out there to really keep their students, healthy while all this is going on?
Well, that's right. We haven't had in-person classroom experiences for colleges and universities here for a long time. And so when people are coming back, they're hesitant and a little bit nervous. What better way to make sure that people are feeling more confident and safe than to have these COVID vaccine passports available? That's the gateway to creating a more normal situation, and other things will follow from there. So, this is the most obvious thing. It's right there in front of us. It's safe and it's efficient. Vaccine passports work, and the vast majority of Albertans want them to be used here in the province.
And finally, whenever we have guests join us here, the Trending 55 Hot Seat, we always like to ask a little personal question there as a way of showing, hey, these politicians are people too. Now, when it comes to you, David, when you're not busy with your role with the NDP or being the MLA for your riding in Edmonton, what are some things that you're sort of up to in your personal time?
Oh, well, thanks for asking. I've just staring at a very large bumper crop of tomatoes. I always like to grow a big vegetable garden in the backyard, and this year it was so hot that a lot of those tomatoes, different plants like that, they just grew like crazy. So I've been giving them away. I've been putting them in people's mailboxes and making lots of spaghetti sauce. So that's kind of my favorite hobby in the summer.
And definitely making me hungry up here. But anyhow, we appreciate you coming up here. David Egan, the Advanced Education Critic for the NDP. Thanks for joining us on the hot seat today.
Hey, you bet. Thanks a lot.